Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, or saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, just viewers and all children of God who attended the worship online. This is the 27th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I told you about the things that happened both the fleshly world and the spiritual world on creation's second day. In the fleshly world, the atmosphere was created and the waters below, the expanse became the sources of the seas, and the waters above, the expanse became the water vapor in the air. The waters both above and below the expanse began circulating, forming the water cycle after the sun was created on the fourth day. In other words, the sea water becomes a water vapor due to the solar heat and rises to sky to become a cloud. Clouds move everywhere and bring in rain or snow. In order for water vapor to become a rain, it measured at least 1.2 millimeters in the diameter. Water droplets smaller than this cannot become a rain because they evaporate while falling. What type of the rain has the smallest droplet diameter? What rain? It's drizzle. There are two words for drizzle in Korean. Garangbi and isilbi. Garangbi sounds similar to the Korean words kada, which means go in English. So when a guest they don't like comes, the family shouts garangbi. And when a guest they like comes, they shout isilbi. If the temperature falls below zero, it doesn't fall as a rain, but snow or other frozen precipitation. Have you ever looked at the closely at snow? People have a facial features that all look somewhat different from each other, and so do snow crystals. They're all different from each other, but amazingly, their basic shape is the same. The hexagon. Let's take a look at the pictures of the snow crystal or snowflakes. Could an amazing designer make a different shape with a hexagon like this? The fact is that snow you see every winter is so beautifully designed. However, and all snowflakes are consistently hexagonal. Despite all the efforts of the scientists, they've not yet explained why snow crystals all have the basic shape of the hexagon. However, Jonas Kepler, known as the father of crystallography, came to a conclusion. There is a shaping force in the ice that causes it to form hexagons. Since this could not be explained, he said that there's a power in ice and it forms hexagons. If ice had a power to create the hexagonal shapes like this, it means that if ice creates something itself, it's nonsense. Even though he didn't find what the force of the shape forming is, we do know what it is. It is the power and the divine nature of a God. That's why it said that Romans chapter 1, I told you to look at all things in the world and know what God's power and the divinity are within them. On the day of the judgment, you can't say that you could not believe because you did not know God. God's power and the divinity dwell in the water. So when the water droplet and the clouds are turned into snow, they turn into hexagonal crystals. Therefore, Every snow crystal is designed to have such a shape by the power and the divine nature of God. In the Job chapter 38:22, God said to Job, "Have you entered the storehouse of snow, or have you seen the storehouses of hail?" Of course, this does not mean that there's a snow or hail storehouse somewhere in the sky. These verses help us to understand the source of the snow and the hail is in God. Dear brothers and sisters, when I saw this snow crystal, I wondered why Father God made it into the hexagon and prayed. It's surprising that all snow crystals are hexagonal. It's so amazing. God the Father explained the reason for this in detail, and I'm going to tell you what He said. When God the Father created all things, He valued everything, and He put a unique meaning into them according to their characteristics. God created all the animals on the earth, giving them characteristics, and gave them instincts so that they could live in their own way. Even weak animals such as rabbits, sparrows, and insects. Animals maintain their species by instinctively knowing how to mate, raise, and reproduce even without learning at school. As the humans destroy the nature, many animals and the birds are polluted, dying, and are now being destroyed. To allow people to understand that is God the Almighty who created all things, He put not only His power and the divine nature, but He also put His heart and the will into all things. For example, when He created the song, birds, He put it into them His heart that enjoys praises. When we go to heaven, won't the angels also adore God, praise and worship Him? Everyone praises and worships God. Most chirping of birds are bright and clear, so when people listen to the bird songs, their minds are refreshed. When someone has a beautiful voice and sings well, people say that the voice is as sweet as a nightingale's. Just as people feel good when they hear the chirping sounds of a bird, God takes a great pleasure in hearing songs. Moreover, when the children of God give praises with their hearts full of the love for God, God the Father is very pleased with their praises. To help us understand this heart of God, when He created the birds, He made them able to sing with such sweet voices. There is a reason God gave birds wings as well. While a man lives with his 2 feet stepping on the ground, the bird flies with its wings. What was it that God wanted man to realize when he looked at the flying bird? He wanted people to see bird flying and to know what there is another world. When God created the bird, God put this heart and the will in the birds in thinking about man. So when a bird flies, doesn't it make us naturally lift our heads and look up at the sky? The same goes for all other creatures. Something were given with a father's desire to receive the fragrance of the heart. Other things express the power of God rising like a fire, and that they say that there's only one creator. If we look closely at all things, we can see that there's only one creator, God the Creator. and that all things came into existence through His design. When I opened this church in the beginning, I got an aha moment. Aha moment. I realized the things that everyone sees but they cannot realize. I realized that the positions of the eyes, nose, the mouth, and the ears of all living things are the same, and that all body organs and the method of expression are the same. And it was truly amazing. No matter how many kinds of species are there, just by looking at these things, we can see that there is only one Creator God and that everything came about under His design. But how absurd it is when people claim that all of these things are coincidence and they are involved, including human. Some things were created so that people on this earth could feel a little bit of the beauty of heaven. There will be great joy in the discovering what kind of a creation contains in the heart and the will of the Father, one by one, like a hidden object game. Now, let's see why people walk on the 2 feet. People can jump or run, but animals walk and run on all 4 feet. This is God's will and the providence. Animals are not spiritual beings. They do not seek God. They don't know God. Only people know and seek God. This too is truly amazing. That is why it's said that man is the Lord of all creation. Why do people seek God? The reason will be explained the next time. It's directly related to the seed of God. What only people have is the seed of God. Animals don't have this. This seed of the life is planted only in humans, the Lord of the all things, when they are 6 months old. When a fetus is 6 months old, God planted the seed of life, not physical life, into the body of the fetus. Then what is contained the fact that God created all snow crystal having the basic form of the hexagon? The hexagonal shape inside the snowflakes contain the mysterious will of God. First of all, the number 6 has a meaning of a cultivation in spiritual sense. The period of the human cultivation is 6,000 years, and the work of the creation to prepare for human cultivation is also took place for 6 days. Also, in this physical place, physical space, which is the first heaven, and the number 6 means a perfect state. In this physical space, the number 6 represents a state of the perfection. Did I say that perfect number is 7? Then why do I say here that 6 represents a perfection? So, am I wrong? Are you confused? No. You must listen carefully to the explanation. Yes. In this physical space, the first heaven, the number 6 means the state of the perfection. The period of the 6,000 years is sufficient to complete the human cultivation, and the work of the creation was completed in 6 days. God the Father explained His key archangels many things about the upcoming work of the creation. Lucifer also heard many things about the work of the creation before he became the corrupt. However, Lucifer did not try to include in or hurt the area of goodness, truth, and the light in the God's providence of a creation. There are people even within the church who do not keep the light of the goodness and the truth in their hearts. So, even they, if Even they go to the church for 5 or 10 years, their faith does not grow and that they are not changed and that they just do the act of the worshiping. They always have a distracting thoughts and do not keep the word of God in mind. In other words, they do not worship in spirit and truth. Although they know the mighty works of God with a knowledge, they do not believe in their hearts. Judas Iscariot was like that. Although he saw the Lord's wonders and the power, he did not keep them in mind, but only knew them as a knowledge. The field of such a person's heart is like a roadside field. They have nothing to do with the salvation. Lucifer put only what she needed for the personal benefit, and after she became the corrupt, she used it to stand against God. At the same time, she deteriorated fundamental concepts in many areas that God originally established. For example, the purpose of the music and the dance is to give praises to God. However, Lucifer changed its original concept and incited the people to use music and the dance to satisfy their lust. She even caused the people to use them to worship Satan. It was not only music and dance, but Lucifer changed the purpose and the concept of many other things that God originally established. One of them is number six. Using this number six, Lucifer made 666 to be recognized as a number of a beast. Revelation chapter 13:18 says, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. 1, 2, 3, 4 are numbers that refers to human things. So as I said in Revelation lecture on 666 is the number of a beast, is the number used within barcodes. In the future, those who receive this number on their foreheads or hands, they will then lose even the last chance for the salvation after 7-year tribulation. Simply put, 666, the number of a beast, is the mark sealing a soul that has nothing to do with the salvation. When that time comes, people get the 666 mark because it makes a life easier. But you should never do that. In this way, Lucifer used the number 6 in bad place to change its original and fundamental meaning. Even though Lucifer has distorted its like this, the fundamental concept established by the God the Father does not disappear. The origin concept of the number 6 established by the God means cultivating, and this physical space, the first heaven, the number 6 means perfection. God the Father already knew that Lucifer would change the meaning of a number 6. As she rules and governs the physical world, she distorts the meaning of the number 6 that God intended. Therefore, God made things perfect with the number 7. Even though he completed all the work of the creation in 6 days, he added another day and took rest on the 7th day. And so he made it a total of 7 days. He also completes the human cultivation for 6,000 years. And then the thousand-year kingdom continues on this earth. This land, devastated by the Lucifer and the evil spirits, is completely restored, and the saved souls spend 1,000 years on the restored earth. Eventually, God fills 7,000 years. This is how the number 7 is, in a spiritual sense, the perfect number. Therefore, 6 means perfection in the physical world and 7 means perfection in the spiritual world. Many spiritual examples of the perfect number 7 can be found in the Bible. Let me tell you some of them. First, there are 7 spirits of God found in the book of Revelation. The 7 spirits are the heart of God that measures the 7 fields. The reason God measures the 7 fields, not 5 or 6, is that number 7 is a spiritually a perfect number. When God examines a person's heart, He never misses or sees something incorrectly, but He sees it completely accurately. In Leviticus chapter 4, when people gave a sin offering, God told them to sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering 7 times. Since number 7 is especially a perfect number, to sprinkle 7 times is to perfectly dust sin off. In 2 Kings chapter 5, when General Naaman was healed of the leprosy, he was told to wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times. 2 Kings chapter 5, 14 says, "So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like a flesh of a little child, and he was clean." If Naaman had only done it 6 times, he would not have been healed. Because he did it 7 times, his faults and sins were forgiven, and his leprosy was cured. In 1 Kings in chapter 18, it was when the prophet Elijah confirmed for the 7th time that he would receive the answer of the rain that would end of the drought. He had his servant check the appearance of the clouds once, twice, and when he checked for the 7th time, he saw that it was raining. In chapter 33 of the Genesis, when Jacob met his brother Esau again after 20 years, he bowed himself to the ground 7 times. It means that he completely submitted to his brother. Therefore, even if you fast, you will fast for 7 days instead of 6, and you will do it on a meaningful number, such as 1 day, 3 days, and 12 days, 17 days, or 21 days. Probably no members of our church fast for 20 days. Rather, they will fast for 21 days because they know the meaning of spiritual numbers. In Matthew chapter 18, 21, Peter said to the Lord, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times?" Then in Matthew chapter 18, 22, the Lord said, "I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. To forgive up to 70 times 7 means to forgive perfectly. What is the result if you say 70 times 7? It's a number 490. It means to forgive completely. Likewise, in spiritual sense, the number 7 means perfection. By the way, the original idea of the number 6 is that it's complete with the number 6 in the fleshly world. There's a few evidence that God originally put the sense of the completion into the number 6. One of them is the fact that snow crystal has the shape of the hexagon. God the Father said that in the fleshly world, the hexagon is the most stable and balanced in the volume, height, or face-wise. He said that triangle, rectangle, and pentagonal shapes are unstable. Interestingly enough, the molecular structure of the water that is the most beneficial for man's health is hexagonal. It's amazing. The molecular structure of the water that is hexagonal is called hexagonal water. Water takes up the 60 to 80% of the human body. If you take the water out of your body, and your body weight is 100, then the remaining bones and the flesh, etc., are only about 40, 30, 20, or 10%. When all the water drained from your body, you become dry. It's getting thin. People who have been sick for a long time do not want to drink water, so they gradually dry out. Their bones and the skin becomes thin, and the water drained from their bones, making them look like a corpses. Blood and the body fluids are made of the 90% water. Flesh is also made up of the water. Like this, about 26% of the water that occupies the large part of the human body has a hexagonal water structure, and the 24% is the pentagonal water, and the pentagonal water mentioned earlier also appears. It said that the remaining 14% of the up to Kuala, the place where the oxygen is written here is a hexagonal number, center 1, 2, 3, 4, pentagonal ring structure, fiber chain structure. Simply putting, the human body loves the hexagonal water. The cell which comprise the human body are best active when they are surrounded by the hexagonal waters. On the other hand, the cells begin the malfunctions if the hexagonal structure is in disorder. In fact, a study showed that the water of a cell of the cancer and the diabetes were pentagonal. Researchers on the cancer cells and the diabetic cells show that most of them are pentagonal water. Even mathematicians agree that the hexagon is the most stable. In mathematics, the most complete figure is the hexagon. In mathematics, the figure that has the most area with the same circumferences is a circle. However, there's a gap when the circles are grouped together, and so they cannot cover a surface completely. Among the equilateral regular polygons, only triangles, rectangle, and the hexagon can cover the surface without gaps. However, more triangles are needed than the hexagons to cover a certain area. And the structure of a rectangle is not as strong as the hexagon. Therefore, to make a strongest space with the minimum of the material, hexagon is most suitable. We can find here why number 6 is the most complete number in the fleshly space. There is an insect that knows this concept by the instinct and constructs its house. It is a honeybee. The hive that the honeybees construct has a structure of the many hexagons adjoined to each other. The wall of this hexagonal hive is only 0.1 millimeter thick. Its walls are only thin like that. A hive built with such a thin walls, count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are all hexagons. No matter what country the beehive are located in, all of them, without exception, are hexagonal in shape. How amazing it is! When did someone call bees from all 5 oceans and 6 continents and tell them to build your house in a hexagonal shape? They've never seen a blueprint or received an order. They've never studied and learned. They instinctively build hexagonal houses. What an amazing thing. Why? Bees also have to do that, so God worked this way. This also involved, and the hexagonal has involved over a long period of time. Had they thought it would be store the most honey and be strongest, so bee had involved the form of the hexagonal shape? No way. When God created bees from the beginning, He created them that way from the beginning. In a beehive built with this wall, it's said that it can store honey equivalent of about 30 times the weight of the house itself. The reason honeycombs are so thin yet strong is because they have a hexagonal structure. So bees build a house using hexagonal honeybees, honeycombs that are placed close together without any gaps. And it stores honey and it can store about 30 times the weight of the house itself. This is how much honey can be stored in the bee's house, that is only 0.1 millimeter thick. The reason honeycomb is so thin and strong is because of its hexagonal structure. Bees instinctively know that to build the strongest nest with the least amount of the materials, it must be built with a hexagonal structure. Pappus, a Greek mathematician, wrote about the hive of honeybees in his book, Collections, as a following. Honeybees bring down from the heaven to human beings honey, which is a food of a god. It's not proper to store such a precious honey on the ground, tree, or something else. Hence, the honeybees created the vessel that they can store honey in. This vessel had to have a structure with no gaps in the between so that no impurities could infiltrate it. However, the polygons that can fill the certain area without any gaps are only three. They are triangle, rectangle, and hexagon. By instinct, honeybees chose a polygon that has the most area of angle, the hexagon, which can store more honey than the other two. Dear brother and sister, how could honeybees know such mathematics? Bees had a meeting and decided to build the hexagonal housing, saying, "This shape is the most stable." Absolutely not. The reason they could do it by instinct was that God, the Creator, gave us such ability to the honeybees. This structure of the honeybees hive is called the honeycomb, and the structure is used in the many areas. Since it helps to make the most stable and the strongest structure with the minimum materials, it's used for the wall of the jet planes and the satellites. It also good at soundproof and the air casing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God the Father knew that human beings would gain a concept of numbers as their knowledge developed. He hoped that as the science and the technology developed, people would discover and realize the providence of a creation that is hidden in all things in the world. This shape of the snowflake is a hexagon, and the hexagonal water is good for health. All this have become known to people thanks to developed the scientific technology. As knowledge increased, the attitude that God's children should have is to try to understand God's providence of a creation. Even as we look at the snow crystal, we must give glory and praise to God the Father, who completely accomplished the six-day history of creation and the 6,000 years of human cultivation. Lucifer, however, does the exact opposite. in many parts, she deteriorated the original concepts that God established. As people develop and increase their knowledge, she incites them to deny God by using their superficial knowledge. For example, Lucifer tried to change the truth, the creation of God, into the process of the evolutionism. Evolutionism is a theory that organisms came to exist by themselves and evolved into the various species. It's a theory that openly denies that the truth that all things were created by the plan of God. This fundamental concept of evolution, that only species that adapt to the environment and survive, has influenced not only biology, but also other fields in society as a whole, including politics, economy, society, literature, and philosophy. It unconsciously created the idea that only strong will survive. And thus, since the 1900, love has cooled down old more and the evil has piled up on evil. Even the wars having worldwide effects such as World War I and II had the root of the causes in the evolutionary theory, only the strong can survive. But the truth is not the strong who survive. In the end, it will fail. Look at the story. In all of our country's history, the strong do not survive, but the strong eventually fail. See the good win. You can see how craftily Lucifer makes people soaked in the sin and evil, and how she dragged them to the death. If you believe in the creation of God, however, you will not fall into such a crafty scheme of Lucifer. When you look at these clumps of the grass and the bird, you can realize that God created all things from his heart, and thus you can value them. Additionally, we can treat other people not as objects to be defeated in the struggle for survival, but as a noble being created in the image of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 says, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. It is repeated from the chapter 1 to 12 of Ecclesiastes, saying, all your hard work under the sun is in vain and in vain, vain and vain. Why do people live in vain? You must live an eternal life that is not in vain. What is life that is not in vain? To fear God. Then what does it mean to fear God? It means that you get rid of the evil nature, even the shape of the evil in your heart. As the book of the Proverbs say, if you fear God, you will reject even the appearance of evil. It tells us the fundamental concept of how man was created. It tells us that it's our duty of the fear God and keep his commandments. When you understand the providence of a creation that is put into the all things, you cannot but fear and revered God. When you fear God from the depth of your heart, you cannot do evil things that God hates. As you keep the commandments of God, you will voluntarily keep them from the depth of your heart. And God promised that he would surely give a blessing to his children who fear God like this. That is Proverbs chapter 22, for say, the reward of the humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and the life. God gives a blessing to human beings, humble people. Wealth, glory, and the life go to the human, humble people who abandon every appearance of evil. It is natural for them to receive the life and live eternally later and to receive the blessing of wealth, even on the earth. God blesses them so that they can glorify God whether they eat or drink. The life of all our church members should be like this. The Bible says in many places that the rewards for fearing the Lord is wealth, glory, and life. This is ultimately the secret to blessing. May all of you revered God from the depth of your hearts all more through this Genesis lecture and receive the prepared glory and abundant blessing made ready for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.